Tom Cotton blasts Target over partnering with Satanists to push the trans agenda on children. By Hannah Blow on May 23, 2023. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is the latest to call out Target for its transgender push, expressing disgust after the company opted to partner with a Satanist to push Pride Month apparel. Even by the standards of woke corporations, at Target's partnership with a Satanist to push the trans agenda on children is remarkable. The next time a Target comes begging for help, Republicans should respond. Best of luck, Cotton said, sharing an image of one of the items offered on the Satanist designer's website. Indeed, Target has partnered with the UK-based designer Aprolin to sell two items currently offered on the store's website. A sweatshirt, which reads, "Cure Transphobia Not Trans People," in a tote bag reading "Too Queer for Here." However, a quick look at the designer's website also features a Baphomet design reading, "Satan Respects Pronouns." On Instagram, the designer identified that design as one of her most favorite and most popular designs, and the one that gave Aprolin its proper footing and direction. "Coming up with this phrase really helped make Aprolin what it is today," the designer, a gay transgender man who goes by Eric, said. Notably, that description would mean the designer is actually a biological woman who is attracted to males. "Satan loves you and respects who you are. You're important and valuable in this world and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. LGBT plus people are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will, so fine," the Instagram post reads. "We'll hang with Satan instead," it continues, asserting that Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. "He is merely used as a symbol of passion, pride, and liberty. He means to you what you need him to mean. So for me, Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love. So, naturally, Satan respects pronouns. He loves all LGBT plus people. I went with a variation of Baphomet for this design, a deity who themselves is a mixture of genders, beings, ideas, and existences. They reject binary stereotypes and expectations. Perfect," the designer added. Meanwhile, Target is not only featuring pride-themed apparel for children and infants but selling a tuck-friendly bathing suit for adults designed to assist gender-confused men to tuck away their genitals to appear more feminine. It is also selling a swimsuit, which boasts of having a light binding effect, designed to flatten women's breasts. Additionally, some children's swimsuits have tags reading, "Thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions." While social media posts such as the one below indicate the tuck-friendly swimsuits are in children's sizes, Target says this is incorrect. Company spokesperson Kayla Castaneda told the Associated Press that swimwear labeled tuck-friendly is available only in adult sizes. Her comment did not address the tags on children's pride-themed swimsuits indicating the suits are appropriate for multiple body types and gender expressions. Target has continued to stand by its woke initiatives, even touting its commitment to inclusivity and an established diversity, equity and inclusion, D&I, strategy.